As you always were looking forward to, of the GBC managing things, has come, and that if you can survive, then you can simply be free to translate, chant.
What is it?
What is being done now in regard to that trust?
Trust now? Feedback from every.
In regard to what are you asking?
This condition.
And what we have to do is carry on with this medicine, medical treatment, and let the Kavi Raj come. Then when he comes from Calcutta, he'll review everything that's happened, and he'll see what your condition is like. And if he feels that the liver and kidney have been cleared up a little bit, then he'll begin to give medicine for giving you strength. And we will make him stay here until you get sufficient strength. And if you do get sufficient strength, which means his medicine is working, then he can take you to Mayapur. And after some days, if he gives you medicine for strength and you don't get any strength, then there's no reason to leave Vrindavan. He may go back, but we will stay here. I think that should be our course of action. We certainly I've looked just now at them, and pretty much you've increased by about double what you drink, and you've increased by about double the amount of urine. So, but that's not going to give you strength very much. And the Kaviraj has also said that he's not giving any medicine for giving strength at this time. Mostly, he's given medicine which should help the kidney and liver. But I can't see inside your body to know if your kidney and liver are better. That he has to say. And if he says that it is getting better, then he can give the medicine for giving strength. And that's something that he can notice. Once he gives the medicine for strength, we'll be able to see if you're actually getting strength. After 5 to 6 days, if you're not getting any strength, then we'll know that the medicine is not effective. If it is effective, then we can go with him. You'll have more strength, then we can go to Mayapur. He can take us there, and we'll carry on. And if for some reason it's not effective, then we have to trust simply in Krishna now. That we're doing anyway, but that we'll have to do exclusively at that point. Does that sound right, Shrivala?
No, you know, I'm telling you.
There's no alternative. There's no question of going to any more Kaviraj. This is the last one. He's the best we've found, and if his medicine doesn't work, then let us simply depend on Krishna.
Here comes 50 and clear, Shiva. 50 and clear.
Bhagavan, are you not feeling well?
No, now I'm feeling better, Shiva Prabhupada.
We're all praying to take some disease from you. We're all praying to take over your disease onto us.
Ready? Not desirable.
Not desirable?
This is hard to say.
Yeah, but you single-handedly can spread this movement better than all of us together.
That is a problem. You are all different targets. Reward.
This is the lead of Krishna consciousness. It's very infectious. Everyone is happy to be here for sure. This disease of Krishna consciousness is very infectious. Everyone has it. They can't find any medicine in this problem. It just keeps going on and on and on.
Called epidemic. Last night that you were eating all kinds of nice fruits. That's one of the brahmacharis shaking out the dust and the rugs. In my office, that we have some rugs. So he takes them outside and shakes them. The next brahmachari comes from young boy in the Gurukul from Mexico. Time to go on to today. So
I would he came last night and if he was to come this evening, I wouldn't think that there would be any harm that he could come this evening. I think it's not bad in that it sort of sometimes has an effect to encourage the patient if the doctor or Kavya Rosh comes. You know, it's encouraging, it's reassuring. I think it's nice to come. There should be someone with a little bit of knowledge who we can consult each day. He may not be as expert as the Calcutta Kavya Rosh. Still, he's more expert than we are. And he was appointed by the Calcutta Kavya Rosh to come and check up on you and see how you were doing. See if there was any sign of it. The real question is that your kidney and liver should be getting better. There's no doubt that you're getting weaker now. That I can see. I never seen you this weak. But according to the very weak.
I see that. Everything.
I could see that when you were sitting up, everything was becoming dislocated. Everything. You can't sit up very much. Neither you should sit up too hard very much. But I would recommend you to sit up when you have to drink only. This bathing we could do at other times. This drinking, unless you sit up, you won't drink. I've seen that. You don't drink hardly anything. Unless you're willing to let us. See, the trouble is that when you lay down and drink, you're used to drinking just a little bit. If you allow us to give you the same amount that you drink when you sit up, then there's no problem.
How is that?
How much?
How you can...
Well, it's just like when you sit up, it's naturally when someone sits up, it's easier to drink. Laying down is more difficult, but still you require the, you know, the nourishment. You shouldn't decrease your ability, your drinking, because you can't sit up. It just means you have to be willing to drink the same amount, but drink it while you're laying down.
Which will take some longer time.
Yeah, it's a little more difficult, but it's not more, it's not that you can't drink, it's just that it takes longer. So if that's all right with you, then we won't even request you to sit up when it's time to give you something to drink.
Hmm.
Would that be all right? Okay.
Hmm.
Can you give you some barley milk for the program now?
No, sir.
CC is that
right? 40.
40, so give Prabhupada two more of those.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, usually you drink about 200 cc's of barley milk.
Mm.
And you just drank about 50.
We can wait a few minutes, really, Prabhupada, and then when you're feeling able to, you can take a little more.
Mm.
There's no rushing.
Srila Prabhupada, when is the trouble to take more now?
Mm.
It's a botheration. But that's, I mean, it's required that you, I mean, if you don't, at least you should take the same amount that you were taking when you were sitting up.
Thank you.
This means you will stop drinking, practically stop getting any nourishment at all now. And we should call it Calcutta Kali,
yeah?
Yeah. That is not being able to maintain this program.
Yeah.
So we'll call it Kali Rush and Calcutta Shota. Because now you're not able to keep to the program that you fixed up. This other caveat, he can't do anything with this visit. Usually by this time you've drank about 400 cc's of liquid or more. Today you haven't even drank 100 cc's yet. So in this way, you will go back to about 2 or 3 weeks ago when you were planning to depart. So that's a little premature because we agreed that we will first go through with this program which the Kaviraj has given. So now it seems like it's too difficult to do that, so we should call him so that he can
review that.
What is the use of what?
Calling.
The use of calling is that he, according to him, this is what I understood, he was not given, the main problem you're feeling is that you have no strength. This is from the surface, there's no strength.
How can you give strength?
How can you give strength? Just like Makaradwaj is for giving strength.
Makaradwaj is not giving strength.
No, that was not Makaradwaj. That Kaviraj said it was not Makaradwaj.
And he also said that in your condition now, you can't take Makaradwaj.
I cannot take.
Well, according to...
I see the dumb part. Under the angle.
Right.
So you can take something lying down, Srila Prabhupada, just a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, then should you give it some more after half an hour? Then you have to take it more frequently then.
That is not.
Yeah, but this is not the road to recovery.
And I have to try this.
No, we have to do something. We have to go.
What am I going to do?
Huh?
What?
That is possible.
No, that we won't. But I'm suggesting that if we call the Kaviraj from Calcutta, he can suggest some medicines which will give you strength. I mean, he has not given you any medicines which he can give you strength yet. At least we should give him an opportunity.
We're all in agreement that the Kaviraj should be called from Calcutta.
That is it.
Well, that's up to him to decide what to do. We don't know what he will do, but he has medicines which can give you strength. He wanted to wait some time before administering them. But now, what would be the loss if he administered them to you now? If they're going to work 5 days from now, they'll work now. Let us try. There's no loss. And if you get strength, then all gain. The Kaviraj said that the one great quality that you have in this sickness is your incredible willpower. If you lose your willpower, a desire to remain here, then nothing will work. But he said that if you continue with this strong desire to remain, then it will be easy.
One thing is that this Kaviraj's medicine has never had any adverse effects. Everybody else's medicine has had some adverse effect except for him. And in fact, the thing which he said his medicine would do has been done. He said that his medicine would cause you to pass more urine. And that actually has happened. He did not say that the medicine he gave you would make you stronger at this time. So nothing has gone wrong by taking his medicine. And in fact, what he said would happen has happened. He said that after giving that, he would begin to give medicine for giving strength. So what is the harm if we call him and let him give the medicine which he says will give you strength? If it gives you strength, then welcome. And if it doesn't give you strength, then we're not any worse off than we are now. You are feeling hopeless. Therefore, it doesn't matter for you. But as we are hopeful still, therefore it matters very much to us. He is our last hope. We have to admit, if his medicine does not work, then we simply have to depend solely on Krishna.
Also, the Kaviraj, he wants to render you some service. It's his desire that he be allowed to render some service to your divine grace. He wants that opportunity.
And he requested us that if such a time as this, which now is happening, were to come, we should immediately call him, that he would drop everything and come. So, why should we not give him that chance to come if we are still hopeful? We know that you are hopeless, Srila Prabhupada. But as your disciples, it is our duty to remain hopeful. At least to the point where we should try this last Kaviraj. We also accept that if this Kaviraj is not successful, then finish with all Kavirajas and medicines. Would you like to have some kirtan, Srila Prabhupada? Kaviraj is here now.
It is?
Kaviraj is here.
Oh. The young Kaviraj.
Huh.
Hmm.
He must have even come.
Pati Shuru and Shastanya have gone to Mathura Shuru Prabhupada to call the Shastiji from Kaviraj.
क्या होगा तुम्हारा मंदिर में?
यहाँ भी प्रोसेस में है।
Right here.
Dana. नींद महाराज स्वाभाविक है कि कुछ परेशानी भी रहती है? नींद नहीं है
मेरा काम काम नहीं रहता
रात्रि
में रात्रि रात्रि 9 बजे से 2 बजे सवेरे में रात्रि बट आई हैव अ प्रॉब्लम स्लीप लास्ट नाइट आई स्लीप ओवर नाइट वेरी वेल from 9 to 12 o'clock.
Yes?
Yeah.
Now, on this weakness,
रिस्ट्रिक्ट हुई है
जो
कल के स्विच होता है पिकअप कर लेंगे।
अरे मन प्रॉब्लम है कमजोरी
कमजोरी जूस
जूस ये वही कॉमन है जूस सवेरे में बहुत कम
कुछ खाने की इच्छा नहीं
जी पेट में दर्द तो नहीं था कल से
नहीं
महाराज जी हवा पास होती है क्या
हाँ पर
तो
ठीक है।